Good morning, church. I hope you're doing well, even on this sunny, not sunny, rainy day. Even if it's miserable outside, we can still be joyful in our hearts. So I just wanted to ask you a question before we start worship, which is, how often do you ask God for things? How often do you ask God for things? For me, I ask God for things every day. But I think the real question is, how often do we ask Him for Him? And how often do we ask Him to reveal more of Himself and to be delighted in Him? So this song that we're going to sing is called Invitation Song, and it's just about asking God to just come in. You know, He is faithful with His promises. He says if we ask, He will give it to us. If we seek, we will find Him. And that He will open that door for us. So let's come and worship Him and really seek Jesus today. Seek His presence. Spirit to just be here. So God, would your presence fall as we come to worship you, to worship you in your presence, because that's all that we long for.
Close, nothing. your presence, Lord. And I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Oh yes, we have your presence.
Sing, Holy Spirit.
Sing, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. And your presence,
there's nothing worth it.
And there's nothing worth more that will ever.
Holy
and the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, you are here.
this commitment that we've taken, Lord, just extend past this church service and may it continue into our lives. God, we just thank you for your presence, and we just want to dwell in your presence today. As we worship you, God, may you just fill this place, fill our hearts. Lord, change us from the inside out. God, we just pray that, Lord, as you use Bert to speak to us today, God, that you would really speak into the depths of our hearts, Father. That, Lord, your word would reveal truth and life, and God would reveal the darkness in our lives that we need to change. God, give us humble hearts. Give us hearts just to receive what you have to say today. God, we just thank you again for this church, and Lord, the amazing opportunity it is just to worship you together freely. And God, may we not take advantage of that, but may we just use that just to ever more just worship you wholeheartedly, Lord. So we thank you and we give you praise for what you are doing, God. Yeah, we pray that you would bless our time here together in your precious name. Amen. Please be seated. Give you thanks. There's no one like you, Jesus. There's no one like our God. And Lord, there's a lot of times we forget to thank you. It's just because we don't remember the things that you've done for us, God. So we want to remember who you are, what you've taken us, Lord, what you've done for us. You're not only the Son of God, but you are God, the God Most High. And we just want to worship you today. I want to give you all the praise and the glory. So we lift our hearts to you. What a wonderful name it is.
see no other name.
Jesus, that was all you. You are working in our lives. And even in the trials, God, you are working. And there's no other name that we can cling on to. There is no other name. So let's just sing this bridge again. My heart will sing. Because there is no other name but the name of Jesus, who is more beautiful, more worthy, more powerful. Goodness, and God, just the ability just to worship you in spirit and in truth. And God, as we just close this worship and this time of worship and church that we have together, as we close this, may we just worship you, God, in our lives, in our hearts, God. And we just want to sing of how amazing you are, God. At the end of the day, we remember that, Lord, your Son is the rock of our salvation, and we would not be here without him. But Lord, it is through the sacrifice that your son really paid for us that we can even be standing here worshiping you with our brothers and sisters. So we just want to give you all the praise and glory. Amen.
worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lord God Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We exalt your name. Fill our hearts with thanksgiving. Let it overflow with joy, for you are the risen Christ. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of our Heavenly Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Please have a seat, and after some time of personal reflection, just...